Your challenge, if you choose to accept it, is this.
Let's go! Let's go!
Show up on day one. Work with us for 30 minutes. Feel good right away.
Yo!
Repeat 5 days a week for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
5 workouts a week.
We're Body, and we call that a body block.
You pick the block, and you're going to love the experience.
On week four, this part is really important. Take the week off. Seriously, we mean it. Rest. Go on vacation or try something new. Maybe some yoga.
Notice you're not holding on to any tension here.
Or a dance class.
Get sexy with it, daddy.
You do you, and then start again.
Be committed to this process.
Choose a new body block each month. Get a new challenge each month. Have fun every day. Avoid burnout.
You're not going to quit on yourself today.
This is how you reach your goals. You in?
There is nothing that we can't do if we work together.
Sign up for your first body block today. Visit body.com for a free trial. That's BODI.com.
Are you ready to get started?
You don't have to be a marketing pro to grow your small business. With Constant Contact's suite of email and digital marketing tools, now including SMS, you can build customer relationships that drive big results. Constant Contact's marketing platform makes it easy to automate emails, text offers, grow your list, run social ads, and so much more. And with data at your fingertips, Constant Contact takes the guesswork out of marketing. Start building, expanding, and nurturing your customer base today. Go to ConstantContact.com to get started for free.
I sometimes get asked how I started my podcast and why Anchor FM. I did extensive research, and Anchor is great for newbies like myself. They provide good support, and it is easy to use. The cost, you can't beat it. If you're starting, you can start for free. And this is another reason I chose Anchor FM.
Can we judge others' ability to love by how they treat others? I don't think in a world filled with so many contradictions and differences, truly say that we have not been judgmental about other people for various reasons. But that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how we as individuals treat others. What does it say about their ability to love anyone? I watched a video of the cop in Minneapolis who brutally killed a man at will by pressing a handcuffed man on the ground. To say the least, he was one without a moral fiber of any kind. But aside at looking at someone like that, with an absolute disgust and despair that he would hold and has held a position of power to so-called protect others, you are shocked. Then I begin to think, is this man and others like him capable of love? To me, the answer is obvious, but not all people with such callous lack of moral fiber are caught on video killing a man. There are those individuals who walk through life seemingly unnoticed by society, living normal lives like the guy here in New York who worked as a cop and starved his son to death by leaving him in the cold basement. Who are these people? Are there any signs we all can learn from? I think it is important to see these people as they may intercept our lives and somehow unknowingly become part of our lives. Well, here's what I know. They say how a person treats others when no one is looking is important. Just because the person is nice to you and horrible with others does not make him or her a good person. Does a person respect what you have to say, even if you disagree? Does the person have anger that is out of the norm? Excessively angry people are just mean people, no matter the reasons, and they are not capable of loving anyone. Intimidation, bullying, or degrading another person is never acceptable. Run and do not just walk away from this person. In today's society, we like to make all kinds of excuses as to why people do this or that. Love and the ability to love has always existed throughout mankind's history. It has existed in oppressive societies, in times of economic despair. It has existed during pandemics and wars. And one thing I'm pretty sure of is that love is kind. It is giving and protective. Therefore, if you look for people who are capable of love, I look for these things. Well, for now, remember that although life may bring you many storms, love always wins. Till next time, stay well.